a huge piece of your work is nutrition for autism. Your blog that you mentioned earlier is at nourishinghope.com.
Yes, yes.
Where folks can find your information about your work, your book, your presentations, your talks, cooking classes, other things that you do, interviews that you've had in the past with experts in this emerging understanding of specifically the relationship between diet and nutrition and the health of many autistic children.
Correct. I mean, it does get a little bit broader than that, in that we do talk about other holistic health issues along with autism, and even other things like, you know, picky eaters. That brings in a whole area of behavioral stuff and different interventions that way and all sorts of things. So, but mostly it is around diet and the biochemistry of children with autism and how to use diet and supplementation to support the biochemistry that in their case is often quite different and sometimes, quote, a little broken or not optimally functioning. So the whole website is dedicated to that, and there are tons of free resources on there, from articles to just information about different diets and interviews, like Martin said, and of course my book is also available on there.
Now, what's interesting is that for so many years, and really up until now, so many people didn't even know that this was an option.
Yes, and you know, we are all very grateful to Jenny McCarthy, who, while we have all been saying this for 5 or 10 years, nobody really listened. Nobody really listened. And when Jenny came around, she's so big and popular and so articulate that people are starting to discuss it. And so there were always a group of doctors and researchers out there doing this work, but you know, it's not necessarily a sexy topic, and they're not necessarily celebrities. So the information, there just wasn't the attention on it for these people to have their voice heard. So now there are people like Martha Herbert just did an interview with CBC, which is a station in Canada, in Ottawa, and they did a really interesting story on the gut-brain connection in autism. And in there she talks about diet and how, firstly, the diet of these children is so limited that they have a significant amount of nutrient deficiencies. And, you know, if you have nutrient deficiencies, you can't handle your biochemical processes efficiently or well. And also talking about how with certain people, this connection with the gut and digestion and imbalance in the gut can create all sorts of challenges with the brain, from cognitive function, thinking, to mood things, and so all sorts of stuff. And so she did a really great interview, and I think if you Google gut brain connection and autism and then Herbert, you should be able to find that article. There's an article as well as a TV interview.
But historically, the mainstream medical establishment hasn't been seeing this gut-brain connection, or just hasn't been looking at it that way.
Well, I would say that even till today, the majority of the medical industry is still not looking at this. If you were to ask a good majority of people out there in that industry what they think about this, they wouldn't really be aware of it. However, there's a growing number of people that are aware of it, and there are a growing number of people questioning it and curious about it. So I think it's just a matter of time because it really makes a lot of sense. And if you are smart, which these doctors are, and if you are intelligent in this area, which these doctors are, then very easily it's easy to understand and see the connections. And I'm looking forward to the day where more and more doctors really start to get this, so they can each bring in their area of expertise and their area of knowledge to this base that's already developing with the doctors and the researchers that are currently there. So when it becomes a little bit more well known and more people are looking at it, I think that we could progress fairly quickly with some answers, as long as people are courageous enough to ask the questions and hear the answers.
Right. Well, I certainly hope so. I mean, that's what we're working towards, as are many, many others in the broader autism community, a number of different organizations, all sort of aligning behind this common understanding and, affecting a shift in the mainstream perspective. I mean, and certainly, if it's to be representative of the mainstream, I mean, I spoke with Dean Adell on his radio show just a few weeks ago.
Oh, yes, and you got...
And I had just called him and asked him what he thought about this whole notion of special diets and focus of nutrition on for children with autism, and he he poo-pooed the entire concept. There's not enough proper science. And he also just completely dismissed the anecdotal evidence, thousands and thousands of parents and information across them that's on the internet, is most likely just being personal bias and placebo effect of, whatever. And then I had to call him the next day because he didn't listen to me, didn't let me talk, and ask again another question specifically about the gut-brain connection, and he said there is none.
Really?
None. 100%
really?
No. None,
I didn't
none.
Hear that part of the conversation.
No. So he's fairly mainstream, and if he's representing that mainstream perspective...
there's a lot of people
so
that
I,
haven't
you know,
figured it out.
I don't get angry at it, but rather simply understand how, where is he getting his information, what is he being told, and most importantly, what has he not looked at? What has he not seen? What information has he chosen to not take in?
So for those people that are curious, you can go to my blog and read that article on Martha Herbert. And there's also another article that she'd written. We have callers calling in, so we'll see if we can get anybody on the line with us in a moment here. But, really very interesting in terms of...
Well, I think what's happening there, and you were just saying earlier, is that what's happening there is that the science is emerging in the mainstream that validates the gut-brain connection. And that's specifically what she was speaking about. So whereas probably on the same day that I heard from Dina Dell that there is no gut-brain connection, Martha Herbert, who we met, wonderful woman, Harvard is saying this and showing us the science because it's there.
She's an associate professor in neurology, and she's a pediatric neurologist.
Right.
Which, no offense to Dr. Dina Dell, he is not, and she is, and she's saying this. So it's clear... that, I see, this is the wonderful brilliance of Jenny. She very quickly said, if you think there's no gut-brain connection, go to a bar and have a beer. Mm. Within seconds, what is in your gut will have an effect on your brain. That's just one tiny, simplistic example.
Yeah.
So let's just leave it at that. And
so our hope is that this is a positive sign and that slowly the rest of the community will follow. They'll pay attention to the information. And then thousands and thousands of families that need help and guidance will be able to get it.
Okay.